it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
What you got going on?
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from
China. you know, sent that to me is my future daughter-in-law. She was like, the internet's awesome.
I love that song.
I know. She sent that to me from TikTok yesterday.
Well, we played it on this very show a couple weeks ago.
She doesn't watch
the show. It's an awesome song.
She doesn't watch this show. My kids don't watch the show. It's way too early, Mock. I mean,
well,
they're basically millennials. They're not up this early. In fact, she sent that to me, I think, at what time was it? That would have been at like 11 o'clock. I don't know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock last night. They stay up really late. Who are we having this conversation with? It's like, because we go to bed so early. Reagan, our intern. She was like talking about, she goes, gosh, you know, because she met us yesterday in the chat and she's talking about how early we get up. And we were like, listen, you'll learn to get up at like the crack of dawn because you'll start going to bed. You'll start eating dinner at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and then you'll start going to bed at like 9. This is what you do when you get older. You don't think you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. You're going to do it.
I started making dinner reservations for me and my husband, like at places on the weekend at like 5:30.
Totally.
And for the longest time, he resisted. And he was like, that's totally old people time. That's like early bird. This is crazy. We might as well go to MCL cafeteria and eat. What are you doing? And now I feel like he's embraced it.
Totally.
Just go with it. We're going to be in bed by 8.
Totally. You're going to be on the couch sitting on your ass by like 7:30. You're going to be home. You're going to be zipping home. There's no like after dinner anything. You just go straight home. You sit and you're like, oh, I got the beef belly. I just ate this big dinner. And then you like lay on the couch and then you go to sleep by 8:30, 8:30, 9.
Well, but first you have to pretend that you have enough energy to sit through an entire movie, which
that's
you
true.
Don't.
Pretend.
You don't.
You have to pretend. And you look over each other. You're like, I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping.
And you're like, I'm awake. I'm awake.
I'm totally, I know what's happening. I know what happens in Taken 3. He gets her back, right? He gets her back.
Did I miss that?
I know.
Was I sleeping?
Right. Liam Neeson gets her back.
I'm extending my birthday, FYI. So we're going to have some birthday fuss.
Right.
We're going to have some birthday fuss in a minute. But first, I have an email from William Bishop who signs his letter by saying, William Bishop, husband of Ginger and friend of Jeff.
Oh, just one friend.
I just love that. So I love this entire letter. So he says, Dear Mock and Daisy, I've been listening to your show on YouTube for about a year now. Shout out to my buddy Jeff in North Hollywood for turning me on to the show. That's who Jeff
Shout
is.
Shout out.
So my beautiful wife Ginger's birthday rolled around and I was thinking about an extra gift to send her and chicks kept popping into my mind. Wanting to support both the chicks and Mike Lindell, I ordered her a pair of my slippers with the patented kitten fur squeezy technology, because if I can't always rub her feet, I want them to be caressed by my slippers.
Oh, that's sweet.
Unsure of the right size to order and not wanting to ask her to spoil the surprise, I looked at other shoes in the closet, thinking I found the most recent pair and based the size decision on that. Being a dude, I don't know much about women's shoe sizes for different types of shoes. Needless to say, I got the wrong size. But here is where the MyPillow success story kicks in. I called them, told them of the situation, and they said no problem. They expedited a replacement pair at their expense overnight air, and they made it super simple to return the original pair. We had the replacement pair before I got the original pair to the post office to be returned with postage paid by MyPillow. Moral of the story, Ginger's feet are being caressed by kitten fur squeezy technology. MyPillow has great customer service. Money was saved using code CHICKS. And we got to support conservatives Mike Lindell and the chicks on the right. Thank you for all you do.
I love that. So I love that. And I love letters from y'all.
I love these testimonials more than words can possibly express.
I do too. You guys got to get your MyPillow stuff. You got to support him. And he had a birthday just like you.
And he turned 60. It was a big birthday.
He looks really good for 60.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. He does. You should get him a birthday present by using our code SHICKS at MyPillow.com or just call 1-800-875-0513 and get all the products. All of them, because you're going to love every single one.
It's July.
I know.
It's July.
I cannot. Yeah. It's July 1st.
I know. You guys, it's flying by.
How did that even happen?
This year is flying. Yeah, it's crazy.
We should use this time really quickly to mention that next week is going to be borked. So Monday and Tuesday, well, first of all, I don't think we're doing a show on Monday. Monday's an actual holiday.
Okay. Is it an actual holiday? Because I don't really have holidays. Because Sunday's 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
Sunday's 4th of July. My husband's off all next week because his company does a really great thing where they just give everybody the week 4th of July off now, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, props to them, right?
Yeah.
But I don't have vacation at all anymore. So I just sort of, I just do what everybody tells me to do. So... You know, if we're off, if you want to be off, then I'm off or whatever.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about Monday. Monday could be just a weird middle of the day surprise video. I don't know. Tuesday, we don't know what time our video is going to be. I'm going to be in Tucson, so we're going to be on a whole different time schedule. And I'm not sure what is going to be happening with me and my family that day. So we just don't know. It won't be at this time, I can assure you.
Yeah.
It will definitely not be at this time.
We're going to try some afternoon ones. We're going to try some lunchtime chats with you guys and just see how that works. We've never done a lot of those and we're just going to see are good with that. We're not going to, you know, shut down a lot of the quantity of these next week. We're just going to see if we can spread them
rearranged.
Out. Right. We're going to rearrange some and just see
just
how
for
you guys.
The week.
Yeah. We're going to mix it up.
We're going to mix it up. Now, there will not be a video on Wednesday. There will be no Wednesday video. That I know for sure.
Okay.
But Monday, Tuesday will be squirrely. And then Thursday and Friday will probably be back to this sort of time, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Thursday is a little iffy because I get back really, really late on Wednesday night. So I just don't know. But Friday will be normal. I'm sorry, this is so screwy.
It is kind of screwy, but we'll let you guys know, and then we'll try to do like a shout out or some sort of give you some sort of a preparation and let you know, hey, we're gonna try to do like a lunchtime tomorrow at blah time, like between the time of blah and blah, so you guys can go, oh, okay, well maybe I'll check them out at lunch, you know, and see how that goes, you know. We'll just see.
I'll try to post like as soon as we know the time, I'll try to post it on our Facebook page and our group pages to make sure that as many people know as they can know. Did you guys see that? Well, first of all, there's like that whole heat wave up in Seattle where like a whole bunch of people don't even have air conditioning up in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Oh my God.
Now there's this heat wave in New York City. And now the mayor's asking for like people to not use their air conditioner so much to conserve energy because their power grid is really, really tested right now. And yeah. the reporters are giving that information in Times Square with all the lights. All the lights are fully lit in Times Square.
Oh my God, what a bunch of idiots.
Oh my God. What? I would be so mad if I lived there.
Right. I mean, I would be mad if I lived there anyway. because it's there, right? But I mean, my husband and I, now that we've moved to Texas and it's like ridiculously hot here, I love it. I mean, I don't complain about the heat. I love the heat. People will, like, I move here, I talk to people and they'll be like, gosh, I mean, it must be a lot hotter. That's like the first comment people say when I say I moved here from Indy. They're like, wow, you must be getting used to the heat. And I'm like, well, I love it. I never complain about it because that's one of the big reasons we were so excited to move here, right? It's because of the weather. We love the weather here. But we do make the comment to each other every once in a while. We're like, how do people do this, you know, like 100 years ago with that air conditioning?
I know.
You know, I mean, it's like,
not imagine.
Because I mean, I do love the heat, but there are days where I'm like, dang, think of those people and what they wore. You know, back in the cowboy days, they wore all that crap. You know, you watch Westerns and it's legit, man. They wear like all the stuff. And I'm like, how do these people not? Plus, they probably were so stinky. I don't want to be. Can you imagine? How did anybody get born? How did anybody like get pregnant and like breed at that time? I would be like, get away from me, dude. You smell, you know? Gross.
Maybe it's like that thing where everybody just gets used to it. Cause that is like the smell all the time.
That's what my husband said. My husband was like, it's all relative, honey. I mean, everybody smelled like that. And then you know, and what else is there to do?
You know? Well, exactly.
What else?
Exactly.
Right.
They had to like invent wagons and.
Oh, you know. God. Yeah. It's just so, so, so hot, you know? And everybody's so sticky and.
Blah.
Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell.
That's right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right, Mark.
And they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell spell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the
And
fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try. Their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it. Because if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
You see, like, stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like their little, they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm, you know, I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't.
The injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyway, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome. And fluff butter technology. So lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. So we need to talk about Bill Cosby and Britney Spears. Because in some weird twist of justice, Bill Cosby is out of jail. And Britney Spears has not been released from her conservatorship.
Right.
So...
thanks a lot, universe. Thanks a lot. Good going.
I don't.
Way to go. Yeah.
It's like you ask the universe to release Britney Spears, and the universe is like, best I can do is Bill Cosby.
Right.
That's the best I can do right now.
We're going to go ahead and just release Bill Cosby. Is that good? You good with that?
I mean, not really similar.
What we were thinking. It's just not really the same, but okay. All right.
Now, if you guys have questions, as I did, on how Bill Cosby could possibly be out of jail after all of the accusations.
I didn't get questions.
It,
I have
but
questions.
The guy from Barstool, the One Minute Man from Barstool, he did a video summary of how that happened. And I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 4 minutes, but the middle of it, like the a minute and a half or so, he does this really nice job explaining how this happened, because I didn't get it. And now I kind of get it based on this explanation. So I'm going to play it for you guys. Listen.
Turns out, though, there was actually only one criminal case that came out of those 60-something accusations. All these women came forward and said that they had similar experience, that they were drugged, that they were raped, that they were assaulted, but only one actually went to court. Now, according to the appeal to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, it's pretty straightforward and pretty simple, although it seems fucking insane. But during the early stages of this entire Cosby saga, a prior prosecutor straight up promised Bill Cosby that he would not be tried criminally for this case. They said if he came forward and gave a testimony for the civil case, that then could not be used against him in the criminal case. So Cosby came forward and gave this testimony, which had some sort of admission or confession or some sort of damning evidence, which fucked him over in the civil trial, but he gladly did that in exchange for no sort of criminal prosecution. They ended up using that testimony in the criminal case, which led to his conviction. Now, the Supreme Court was also reviewing the fact that five other accusers were allowed to testify during Cosby's one criminal case. Upon the first appeal, they threw out that testimony, saying that those outside allegations might taint the jury for this one criminal case. Upon a second review, they said allow it because it's establishing a pattern of behavior. The Supreme Court was supposed to look at that, but none of that turns out to matter. The only thing that matters was that Cosby was granted this promise that he would not be tried criminally. That promise was never in writing, but there was some sort of agreement that the legal system apparently has to uphold.
So that's how that happened.
Our legal system is so whack.
It's so whack, right?
It really is whack, isn't it?
I mean, it's just a tiny little technicality thing.
Right, right. I mean, so he gets zero time, right? Like, he gets out.
Still time served.
Time served, right? I mean, he's out pretty quickly. And then there's like that, what was her name? Alice Johnson, who was in prison for, isn't that the one that Kim Kardashian got out?
Yes.
Yeah. You know? She was in prison for how many years? Like decades?
Like 20 something at least.
Right. I mean, for just a minor, minor drug offense. Like it was just like this minor, minor thing. She was in, like, she's in prison for years and years and years. And there's countless people like her. So think about that. I mean, it's just so whack. So whack.
Yeah. You know? Like you want to believe in the justice system and due process. But man, when there's stuff like this that goes on, it's just like one more thing that you lose faith in,
right,
in terms
right.
of the agencies that are part of the government.
And talk about inequality. You know, I mean, you can talk about white and black all day long, but there is a caste system when it comes to celebrity and non-celebrity. Mm. There's an equality there. You know, where's the justice there? I mean, that guy, because he's a celebrity. If you are a celebrity or if you have wealth in this country, you can basically buy your way out of anything. COJ.
Exactly. Know? Exactly. Yeah. So we need to talk really quickly about Trump being at the border. He said that the funniest thing about like his mental test. Did you hear that part?
I didn't hear the mental test part. I just saw pictures of him with Abbott. I thought that was really, I love that they're together and like, it's, you know, listen, I'm in Texas. I'm glad he's here. I think it's cool. They're friends and you know, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But what about his mental test?
Well, because Ronny Jackson, the former doctor who's now the congressman, was also there like at the presser. And so Trump was, you know, like basically congratulating him for his success and then saying, hey, remember that time that you gave me the cognition test and like I totally aced it? Remember? Biden would never, ever, ever do well on that test.
He's
just
my God.
Totally making fun. It was great.
And what did he do? What did the doctor do?
Oh, did I mean, just, you couldn't hear him because he didn't have a mic.
Was he just like
part of the audience?
He was doing like a Beavis and Butthead thing where he's like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's doing that whole thing. Yeah. Okay. Which is
so,
great.
So anyway, it was a perfectly lovely visit. And he made it clear this is not a hard problem to solve. If Biden hadn't reversed everything that he did,
right,
we would not be dealing with this as a crisis.
Out of spite. I mean, he did
totally.
It out of spite. This is exactly what Democrats have done. They went in there and they reversed everything just because they're like, meaner, meaner, Trump, meaner. And then look where we're at now. We're in a situation of emergency where Kristi Noem is sending 50 National Guard troops to our border because she's also a badass. But she has to send her people to our state because why? Because Biden's a complete loser and he's just doing this out of spite. What is your problem? Do your job.
God, I know.
These people are insufferable.
What is the deal with the title? I want to say the number is 42, like title 42, that Biden is also thinking of undoing, which is basically the mechanism that allows Border Patrol to tell anyone who is sick, who is actually diseased and sick, that they can't come in, which makes it's a common sense thing. And Biden is thinking, you know what? We should undo that. Because that's something also that Trump has in place, and I don't like Trump things. So well, I'm just going to let all the sick people in.
Right, because it's mean. Because it's mean to turn sick people away. Is that what he's thinking? Because, you know, my bleeding heart and like all these bleeding hearts behind me are saying that we should let the sick people in. Yeah, that's real smart. And then meanwhile, he'll get up on it. His wife is touring the country right now telling everybody to get vaccinated. You know, this is what she's
What's
doing.
What's the point?
Yeah, what is the point if you're letting all these freaking sick people in? This is I can't with these people.
I know. And like, don't even try to tell me to have like huge fear about the Delta variant when you don't give a crap about people bringing it in here.
Right. This is what they're doing because the Delta variant will be the new shiny object, right? It'll be the new.
Yeah, it already is.
Right. This is what they're doing. It's like, we got to keep people living in fear. So let's talk about the Delta variant and go. This is what they're going to do. And just wait, because that'll be the next new thing, the next new shiny thing that they're going to be talking about nonstop because they want you to keep living under their thumb.
Mm-hmm.
So
they want us in fear. They want us in fear because the more we're afraid, the more they can control us.
Yeah, but yet they're going to let all these people in that are sick. What is wrong with you?
It's just nothing they do makes sense. Nothing they do makes sense.
Republicans blocked a Democrats' horrible elections bill, and more freedoms die in Hong Kong while the world yawns. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
But I am a little irritated at Trump right now, only because DeSantis, who you know I love me some DeSantis, he has asked Trump if he can postpone his Tampa rally. I think it's in Tampa, just for a little while because of this whole building collapse, which is obviously still a huge, huge thing. And Trump said no. And I kind of feel like if the governor asks nicely, you know, and he's on your side, he's obviously a fan of yours. If he just says, can you maybe just back this off a few weeks or whatever? Why wouldn't he just do that? I don't understand why he said no.
I'm not really sure what the ins and outs are of that either. I'm not really sure why he wouldn't just do that. I mean, it is in a different city.
Yeah. Which is that's the saving grace. It's like 200 miles away.
Right.
But, you know, it's a Florida. It's like I don't know. I just feel like if he asked, I guess you could argue, why did he ask? And I don't know. I guess he thought there was a reason to ask and that maybe now is not the time. And he just asked and Trump said no.
Like,
I don't want those two fighting. That's the last thing.
Right. Out of reverence, perhaps. But you're right. I don't want those two fighting either, which is really weird. My question is, why is it taking so long? Why is it taking? I mean, listen, I don't know much about that process. I don't. I really don't. But now we're having people that are coming in, right? Because you were talking about other people coming in.
Well, the Israel Defense Forces, by the way, when Israel Defense Forces came a couple days ago, when they arrived from freaking Israel, they demanded to immediately get to work. They were offered hotel rooms and whatever. And they were like, no, take us directly to the scene.
Right.
Because that is how Israel Defense Forces are. And they created, when they were still in Israel, they created heat maps based on the structure of the building and all of the locations of the apartments and the bedrooms where they thought people would have been sleeping at the time of the collapse. Here is where we will find bodies. And now that they're there to sort all this out, now the recovery seems to be going much quicker.
It
just, which is great, but it also, like you and I were talking about, like, why aren't we doing this? Where why is our innovation?
Why is it that we don't have the tools and the resources and the knowledge to do this ourselves? That bothers me. It bothers me that we have to call Israel in to do this for us. Like, what is wrong with us? Like that just gives you some insight into where we are. And it's, you know, other countries are watching us. They're watching us and they're seeing this. And it's like, it goes back to our military too. I mean, how weak we are from a military perspective. You know, our Air Force is going to drag shows.
Did you hear what else they did yesterday? The Air Force announced that now you don't have to take a running test anymore.
Oh, that's great.
You can walk it.
Oh my God. If
you can choose to walk the running test requirement. What the hell are we doing?
Right. Well, we're making it so, you know, we're so completely ballless and, you know, we're weak. And the thing is that every other country is looking at this. They look at this and they see this. Plus, you know, listen, I hate to agree with Meghan McCain, you know, because I normally don't agree with her, but I'm paraphrasing, of course, but she was talking about all of this, standing and sitting for the anthem stuff. And, you know, she said that she's thought about this for years, right? Ever since everybody started doing this. And one of the things that I'm probably giving her justice, but one of the things that she said about that was, that other countries are watching what we're doing and they're using it as, they're using it as fodder for themselves now. Like Putin is saying, well, you guys got this BLM thing going on in your country. Right. And, you know, so you can talk smack to us basically, but look at your country, look at what mm-hmm. you got going on. You got people who basically hate your country now. So many people in your country hate America. So what do you got to say about that? I mean, and this is the thing. It's like so many people want to crap on our flag now, and there are people on the left who embrace that, who are cheering it on. Mm-hmm. And so, and this is our America now. I mean, it used to be that we would discourage that at the very least.
Right.
You know? And now there are people who are like, well, I mean, that's brave. Yeah. And great. And this is being watched by other countries. And I think she even said at one point that it's a national security thing. Mm-hmm. And that struck a chord with me, you know, because I was like, you know what? She's absolutely right. She's right. I mean, when it becomes a national security issue for my family, that's when I'm like, you know what? Liberals can suck it with all of this stuff. They can, because it becomes a safety issue for me and my family. And that's when it becomes even more disgusting to me.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's awful. The whole weakening of the military, it's terrifying. Right. Absolutely.
It is terrifying. Yeah. So when I see stuff like that, you know, that just the cleanup, and I'm like, why is it taking so long? It's because the training is different, because everything's being dumbed down. I mean, it's a trickle effect. Mm-hmm. Everything is a trickle effect, and it's become abundantly obvious.
Well, now critical race theory is part of the military diversity. I mean, it's all,
rather than
becoming just a total joke to superpowers like Russia and China, who are watching this and just being like, you guys.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like we'd rather teach them critical race theory rather than teach them how to actually get survivors out of rubble. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, oh my God, our priorities.
I know. All right.
Are you guys ready to bring it in?
I'm bringing it.
Everybody bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. You guys, it's Thursday. Is it Thursday? Thursday,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, Thursday. Yeah.
One more day. Everybody have a wonderful Thursday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.